The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 425.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an actress, a model, a writer, and also a personal trainer, and I'm really excited to have her on to share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Shana Marlena Chow. Shana, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm very well. My name's Shana. I'm based out of Vancouver, BC. I'm an actress, model, writer, and personal trainer. It's a long title. I'm basically kind of your female entrepreneur, you could say. And yeah, I'm very happy to be on the show and talk about female confidence.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Shana, what's your cultural background?
My cultural background, so I'm Eurasian. What that means is my father is of Asian descent, so he's Chinese, and my mother is third generation Canadian, but to make it sound more exotic, she's Greek and Finnish.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote, well, I actually do write poetry. I'm a poet. I also write motivational quotes on my Instagram writing account. So I recently published a poetry book called Love Gone Savage. It's available for sale on Amazon. So I have a lot of motivational quotes, but I think one of my favorite ones would be different, different people change the world.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a really great quote, right? A lot of people feel like being different is something bad when it's the total opposite. You know, being different is good because then we have different ways to, you know, make the world a better place, or, you know, have different ways to solve certain problems that we currently have. So, you know, like this quote that you created, it's simple, but yet so powerful at the same time. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I would say self-confidence is believing in yourself. Insecurity is not attractive, and being confident is. So being true to yourself, and it doesn't matter what race, what gender, what age, what sexuality you are, it doesn't matter. If you believe in yourself, you can do anything you put your mind to. The world is such a huge place, and especially in Canada, we have such opportunity as women to embrace what we want to do, be it education, a businesswoman, actress, model, whatever you want to do, just go out and do it.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's a great definition. And Shana, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I was living in Port Moody, and that's like basically a suburb on the outskirts of Vancouver. And I was living with an ex-boyfriend. I was with him for about, 7 years or so. It was like an old high school relationship that went into my early 20s. And I wasn't really happy in the relationship, not because it was toxic or anything like that. I wasn't pursuing what I wanted to do in terms of career. You know, I finished my degree in criminology. I was working in public service in the government, and I really wanted to pursue acting and modeling and all of that. But unfortunately, I didn't have the support in my relationship to do so. You know, he didn't want me to pursue that. And I lacked the confidence because I didn't have the support. I didn't have the support really of, my close person at the time. I didn't really have the support of a lot of friends because I lost a lot of contact with them. So I felt very unhappy, even though I was at a place like financially and, educationally wise, I was fine. But what I actually wanted to do, I wasn't happy at all. And that really sucked. So that's where I was before I discovered, having your own inner power of self-confidence.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, a lot of people go through that. You know, sometimes on paper it looks so good on the outside. You know, they see like the perfect couple or the perfect home, but, nobody knows what happens behind closed doors. You know, they don't see the unhappiness, or maybe feeling trapped because you're not out there doing what you love, doing your passion. And what was that point in your life when you really did realize, like, it's up to you to change what you want to be and who you want to be? And, that moment when you just went out there and did it, what was that aha moment?
I was in that relationship and I just decided to end it. I was at a point in my life where I wanted to pursue acting and I wanted to get my name out there and do what I really wanted to do. And I was dabbling in it in the beginning, you know, in my relationship, and there was no support. So I left and it was a really big change for me. I moved back to Burnaby, which was my hometown. I got my own suite. And the aha moment for me was after I set up all of my furniture, my own furniture, put everything together, made my bed, and I just kind of lied back on my bed. And I was like, ah. And I thought to myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to audition for that student film. I'm going to put my demo reel together and do more acting classes. I'm going to submit to agencies. I can do this. You know, no one's holding me back. I have the support in myself to go ahead and do it. And people that really mattered in my life supported me through the whole time too. And yeah, that was my aha moment.
Thanks for sharing that. I think people forget that their number one cheerleader is themselves, right?
Exactly.
And when they can go out there and learn that, you know, you just tell yourself you can do it. You have more than, you know, enough skills or talents or, you know, whatever it is that you have to go out there and be what you want to be, whether it's an actress or writer, a dancer, a coach, whatever it is, you can be your own support system when you feel like there's no one else out there. But sometimes we don't realize there's more support than we actually think we have, you know, like family, friends, especially, you know, if you're out there pursuing like acting or, you know, being on a podcast, there's so many people out there who kind of like watch from afar and kind of pop up out of nowhere. So because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, it's been amazing. It's been a lot better, I should say. I was able to transition out of my government job, which I was very happy to do. It took some time, but I was able to make that leap of faith, rather. And I signed with an acting agency. I'm with MVM Agency in Vancouver. I also do modeling. I'm a spokesmodel for Avide Couture. It's a Vancouver-based swimwear brand. I published my poetry book, I Love Gone Savage. I'm in the process of publishing my second actual fictional novel called Yellow Diamond. I'm an entrepreneur. I took over one of my dad's businesses and helped him grow his movie prop business as well. So I'm just dabbling in a whole bunch of things that I want to do that I'm passionate about. And I'm also in a brand new relationship with a very supportive man who believes in me and helps me film auditions. And yeah, so I'm happy I made the leap. It was a little bit scary, but you just have to go out and do it. You have to do what you want to do. Life is too short to be living somebody else's life.
Thanks for sharing that. You know, that's great advice, you know, especially growing up as an Asian person, we're like taught to just like please others and live by other people's rules, not realizing like that can really hurt us in the end. Like, you know, it stops us from taking action. It, you know, hurts our self-esteem, thinking we're not good enough. And, you know, I'm glad you're able to make that leap, especially leaving, you know, an ex-boyfriend, because sometimes it's hard for women, right? Because they feel like there's nothing else out there or it's like the end of the world, which really it isn't, right? We just, at that time, it may seem like that. You know, you might cry and eat ice cream about it for about a couple of months, but, you know, life goes on and we keep going. And it's great that you're out there doing what you love and you found someone else. That's great. I think people forget, like, if they leave something that's bad, you know, there's something else that's good out in the world. So, you know, it's great that you are a great example of that. And if a woman listening to your episode and she's in her own journey of self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say the one tip I would say would be to live your own life. So be it having an unsupportive boyfriend or parents that don't believe in you or friends that doubt you. If you believe in yourself and you know your true calling, be true to yourself. Life is too short to please others and sacrifice what you really want to do. You know, go out there, go to that audition, you know, submit your book to publishers, run that marathon, do whatever you think and want to do in your life in a positive movement forward. If you believe it's positive for you and you can do it, then go out and try and do it.
Thanks for sharing that. And love the tip that you mentioned, live your own life. You know, it's so simple, but yet it's not as easy sometimes, right? Especially with society and cultural experiences that we go through. But you know, it's all worth it in the end. So thanks for sharing those tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your books, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Oh, yes, there is. you can follow my personal acting, modeling, fitness Instagram account. It's at S Marlena. Or you can also follow my writing Instagram account, which is at Shanna M. Chow, or you can also go to my website. It's www.shannachow.com.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Shanna, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Shanna's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Shanna for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.